Okay, let's get into the next daf, Beitza daf Chav Zayin. As we get into the third parak of Maseches Beitza, parak Ein Sadin, that is the brings us back to Melechas Echol Nefesh and some of the basic ideas from the Masechta. So the parak starts off with the Isser of Tzeda on Yantif. Ein Sadim Dagim in a Bibrin. You're not allowed to trap fish from the Bibrin. Bibrin sounds like some type of enclosure, but is the Isra of Tzeda? And the first question is already, all the Rishonim ask, well, what do you mean? Melechas Echol Nefesh. I want to have fish on Yantif. I want to take the fish out of the water. So why? I'm allowed to shecht. I'm allowed to shecht an animal on Yantif. So Tzeda, taking it out of the water is like shechting of the fish, so to speak. So why can't I take it out? So Rashi, Tosfos, v'chul. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi says here at the beginning of this parak, Beitza daf Chav Gimel Amabez. Rashi says, "Ein sadim afagav deshchita va'afia u'bishol me'avos malachos." Saying, even though shchita, afia, and bishol are all avos malachos v'chutru letzorach yantif, and they're all mutter letzorach achol nefesh, taima mishum di'afshar me'erav yantif. All of these cannot be done on erev yantif. Deshchita chayish l'michmar bistra. If you shecht on erev yantif, the meat will go bad. They didn't have refrigeration. Pen yischamim v'yasmiach, and it'll go bad. So you can't shecht. And baking and cooking also wouldn't be as good. Aval tzeda efshalatzum yodyom. But capturing an animal, it could be mibod yom. You could have trapped it before yantif. Yanichenem sos b'mayim. You could have trapped it in the water and left it in the water. Velo yamus, and it wouldn't die. Ulamachi yitulun, take it out. So the taking out of the water is not the problem. It's the trapping it. So Rashi says you could have done it before yantif. That is shitas Rashi. The chiddush is that Tosfos there asks and says, I don't understand. That chilik that we have of efshar and efshar, we find by machshire ochel nefesh. But by ochel nefesh mamish, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's efshar. Pirush Rashi, davka the ochel nefesh mutter, hayno davka going bishol va'afia v'shchita. The efshar me'er v'yantif. The yoser tov paschama, v'gam bishol b'yantif v'shchita sham yesriach. Avot zeh defshol to the me'er v'yantif. So that's the Rashi. Valoni Hira says Tosfos. Tosfos, look what I wrote back on Dav Gimel. So Mefarish Bereish Mechilkin. Gav Exirishem Yitlush Dein Lachalik Ba'ochol Nefesh Bein Efshar Lasos Me'er Vyantif Le'i Efshar. Right, Rashi requires a biur. Eladavka B'machshirin Yesh Lachalik. So therefore, by actual Ochol Nefesh, even if you could have done it before Yantif, it doesn't matter, it still should be mutter. So that must be a different chilik why say there's a problem. So he quotes that the issue is because it's dummy l'kitzira. Because kitzira, we usually think is harvesting, but usually cutting something from the ground. No, the Chazal expand what kitzira is. Oker davar migidulo. Separating something from its growing source. So that's kotzer, that's cutting a branch and cutting a fruit, but even taking a fish out of water. That's dome l'ketzira. That's also. And look at now, look at the Karban Eidah. That's what the Karban Eidah quotes based on Tosfos. Avagav deshchit v'aviyo bishol. Me'ovas malachos hein v'huchel l'sorach yantif. Tzeda dam y'l'ketzira. V'ketzira l'huchel b'yantif. And ketzira's not mutter on yantif. Right? It's too early. What do you mean it's too early? So this is based on the Yerushalmi that we had before. If you look on the Charedim, he quotes it, but I'll read it from the Me'iri. The Me'iri here has an expansive summary of all of these issues that have come up already. So it's the first Me'iri right here in the parak. Yei Sholin, Ve'ikar Mishnozu, Tzedam Mipnei Ma'anes Raklau. And he goes through every possibility until it comes to the one that he accepts. Why would it be Asur? Afal Pisha Av Malacha Hi, Hovel Letzorach Ochel Nasis, Is Letzorach Ochel. Ve'im Ebnei Shef Slotzud Mi Be'erab. And if you could have been so captured Mi Be'erab like Rashi, Mikom Makom, B'nei Yoman He'mu'ulim B'yoser. Not true. It tastes better. It tastes better if you trap it today. Mu'ulim v'yoser. Da'afilu hishu osan chayib b'machmaros b'toch hamayim. I know the Be'iri knows this. Even if you would keep it in the water in an enclosed area, einon be'erech osan and yitzodim b'yom klav. They don't taste as good. They don't taste as good as if they're swimming around the ocean. And then you catch them today. Doesn't taste, it's not efshar. So number one on Kach on Rashi, not only that chiluk is only by machshirin, but it's not true. V'im ebnei she'efshar she'ei socher amas hamayim ba'erev. Or maybe it's as we'll see in the Gemara that you could have, you could trap the, dam the water and leave a big area. Ein safik she'af elu einam ba'erech osan hayotzim mi'makam gidulam b'yoman. Even so, it's not the same. And also chayas va'ofos, even after they're trapped, It's different. Va'od. And then he quotes Tosis is kasha. Shlomatzino hefresh bein efshar me'be'erveli. Yin efshar ela b'machshirin. O b'metavlin. Kagon melach u'pilpan of a gufa o'chalo. V'yemirei, so again, if you say it's because he could have done it beforehand, it doesn't taste as good. And that chilek only comes up by machshirin. What's the next possibility? What will be a problem? V'yemirei she'in daito sh'adam aleihem. Well, you're not thinking about it. It's not muchad, it's muksa. How are you muksa? Yachinim ver. Okay, so what if you thought about it beforehand? You make me barif. Ve'im mipnei she'en achana b'ma she'en biyado. And if you want to say, well, how can you be making fish that are swimming around that you don't have? So tenach dogim, that's fine by fish. Aval chayev ha'of bebigrim gedolim. But if you have animals in the forest, she'enam nitzodim b'hem b'shchia achas v'achinam ibe'erev v'lo nishrem ela iser tseda. What if you thought about an animal? Anything that's caught today. So he quotes all of these possibilities and he says, V'ikar advarim, he says what it says in the Yerushalmi, right? Well, we had this a couple of weeks ago, right? Our lashon of Milisha Ve'elach. That's not the language that the Yerushalmi uses. The Yerushalmi, remember, had the makar of Ushmartim Asamatzas. Minayin Sheikosim Velotokhan of Omarachdin, Rav Acha B'Shem Rish Lakish, Amar, we had earlier, Acha Sheyocha L'chol Nefesh V'samechli Ushmartim Asamatzas. Whatever is from the time of Shmira, when's that? When you add the water to the flour and you start kneading. What's known by the Rishonim as Shas Lisha Ve'elech. Right? Those, that's what's mutter, Mishum Ochol Nefesh. But not earlier. Kol Malacha Shemikodem Lisha Asura. Shehalisha. But then, now he gives a Svara. Shehalisha V'chol Mashachareha Hi Malacha Shebechshir Ochlin. What's called food preparation? What's called work in the field and work in the factory that is usually done for much larger, amounts. Avakitsira, Vahadisha, Vahaimur, Vahal Kayotzim, and Enahakshar Ochel. All those early malachas are not called food preparation. They're work-related malachas in the field. Harahim Bechla Malachas Avoda. Shari Kol Orson Malachas, or the Osam Osam Bizman Acheli, Amharbi, always usually do that for a large quantity, not what you're doing in the kitchen. Mashenki Milisha Veilach, kneading? Usually do for your chala. Shakula Nasis Latzorech Shas. That's the Mi'iri, and then he quotes, and this Seda is like Kitsira, which is earlier, like what Tosva said. V'koshu ochar davar migidulo o ma'atiko mimakom shu mizgadol bo bebali chayim harihi ki Kitsira mitokach nesret Seda af b'makom shein bodin muksa. So that is just by way of introduction. So what's the isser here, right? So ein tzadim. So no, you can't be tzad dagim min ha bibrim. One other point regarding Seda. And that is the Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan, Shin Tei Zayin is the siman about Tzeda in Shulchan Aruch. So if you look at the Archa Shulchan, he has an important comment. Mishunahi, Sifir Aleph. Mishunahi Malacha Tzeda. Mikala Malachas, right? We spoke about this last year, 2 years ago, about the Malacha of Hotza'ah being a Malacha Gerua. So the Archa Shulchan says, what about Tzeda? The animal's here, the animal's there. Nothing changed in the animal. It's also kind of Gerua. Mishuni malachas seida mikal malachas. The b'chol malachas tsarach la'asos ha'malacha. By all malachas, you have to do something. Avol gram malachas, or actually he's saying it a little differently. That's one difference between seida and others. So maybe other achronim say it, is that there's no change in the item, trapped and untrapped. But he says, it's grama-ish, right? I put out the trap, and it's caught. By all the malachas, you have to do the malacha. Avol gram malachas inuchayim in ha'torah. Dichsev lo'sasaka malacha. Asiyahu da'asur ha'gram ha'shari. Right? Babli taf kuf chaf. Ve'ilu b'malachas seda afilu gram ha'chayif. Even grama, the kibbutznan, he quotes the Mishnah on daf kufav in Shabbos. Sfish nechaz labayis b'nol echad b'fanav. If there's a deer in the house, and I close the door in front of it, chayif. What did I do? I didn't touch the animal. I just closed the door. Vizel grama. Shahari hulo hichnis es hatzvi lahabayis. Aval el hatzvi nichnas meatzmo. The tzvi went in by himself. Vrakhu garam b'ni'ila sadelas. I caused him to be trapped by closing the door. She needs a tzvi. The time of demilsa, the betzedalun mikri ze grama. So why isn't that grama? Rashi says, because this is the mahusa malacha. De ikr hatzeda hu hamaisa ha achrona. Shenol b'fnei hatzvi. Tate is about the final step. If I didn't close that door, even though it went in by itself without my doing anything, lav klumavan. Right? I didn't do anything. That's the ikr tzeda. And therefore, there says the Aruch HaShulchan, tzeda is grama-ish. You might say this also by, let's say, bishul. What did I do by bishul? I just put the pot on the fire and then it cooks by itself. Like I closed the door. So it's also smacks of a little less direct than other malachas, but this is Seda, and this is Ochel Nefesh according to Rov Rishonim. Okay, so here we go. Let's get back into the Mishnah now. So Ain Sadim Dagam and Bibrim. So one is not allowed to trap Dagam, even from Bibrim. Bibrim are enclosures already, but still, that's not called trapped. Right, and therefore, you're not allowed to trap dog from a bigger. And number two, you can't feed them. Why can't you feed them? So Tosfos here on our daf kuf gimel amid beis, right, the beginning of the parak. Next Tosfos, veis nosin ein lafarish de taima mishum de dogim misni shaper b'mayim. Don't think that it's because fish are fine, get plenty of food with the water. Lahaki lo tarchinan. So you can't be matriach to give fish food. The chashivi ke'ein mazonos eim alecha. We know the usual chiluk is, if animals that rely on you for food, you're allowed to feed on Shabbos and Yontif. Animals that don't rely on you for food, you can't. So maybe this is like that, right? Maybe you can't feed them because fish don't rely on you, don't need you. So says the Gemara, chada, no, not true. De la milsa de psikahi. It's not true. Why? De ledagim mitzvin mazonos velo lechaya. Right, so maybe it's not totally true, right, that the dogim always have food. And then he quotes about biber makura, biber shena makura. So Tosus does not like that idea that it is considered a mazonos on azacha. He quotes Rashi pierce, the kivan de ain't sadin muksin inhu. Once you can't trap them, they're muksa. So that's what Rashi says. Ain near a cloud. Why should that be a problem? It's just because the animals are muksa doesn't mean that the you shouldn't be able to feed them. That's not like, come on. We learned later on. He quotes a Mishnah later on in this is. I'm sorry. I'm reading Tosfos in Shabbos. I thought there's a debate Tosfos in Tosfos in Shabbos on Ain Nosnin where this is quoted. So Tosfos quotes, in your cloud, it's not like come on, it says later on here in Shabbos, you're allowed to put food in front of animals that are muksa. Venera Lari says, Tosfos, to call Hechadavi, Kenitzot V'omi, Mida Araisa. If something is already trapped, Mida Araisa, even if Mida Rabban and Asr Latsudan, there's no issue of feeding them. Avokan, but here, even Mida Araisa, it's not called trapped, so therefore, you're not allowed to feed them. Okay, Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Kulfaf. Okay, so Ein Sadim, he can't trap a fish from the bibber, and he can't put it in front of his own. So Sadim, Chayav Oof, Mina Bibrim, but one can trap a Chayav Oof, Mina Bibrim. Why? Because Chayav Oof is already can trap. Bibrim are certain types of enclosures that, we'll get to what type of enclosure, but Chayav Oof are already considered trapped there. So therefore, it's not a problem to trap them from there, because you're not doing anything. It's what's called Nitzod Va'omed. Avot Sadin, Chayav Oof, Mina Bibrim, Venos Lovene Mizonos, and you can give him Mizonos, as well. There are certain animals, that the Achronim talk about that are considered nitzod va'omed memela, right? Even if they're not trapped, like a cow. If you have a cow, the cow doesn't have to, is not so fast, right? Or a turtle, right? Is there, it could be that by these animals, there is no seda de oraisa because they're inherently considered trapped. So again, you have to look through exactly which ones it applies to. Shmir Shabbos has a footnote about this, about, different types of animals that are nitzod v'mela. Rav Gamliel Omer, Rav Gamliel says, the Bavli says there's no machlokas here. The Yerushalmi sounds like there is a machlokas here. Rav Gamliel Omer, lo kalibur and shavin. The Tanakhama says that you could trap chayas and ofos from an enclosure. Not every enclosure is equal. Zaklal, what's the rule according to Rav Gamliel? Kol machusar tseida aser. Any situation where it still lacks being trapped. The Gemara is going to talk about what that means. The Bavli has a couple of definitions, and we hold like all of them. You have to scramble to get it. You can't just bend down in one fell swoop and get it. It still requires exertion. So anything that's mechusar tseida, if it's still mechusar tseida, it's not called trapped, then the usher, therefore it'll be usher to trap it. V'sheina mechusar tseida mutter. If it's not mechusar tseida, then it is already called trapped, then it will be mutter to trap it, to take it, because it's already called trapped. Ain't on them dagam v'chulu. Amar of chinina. Masdisa dilok Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Shabbos. It's an itaman, because Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah in Shabbos, in the Bavli and Daf Kufav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hatzad svila migdol v'tzvila bayis chayiv. If somebody traps a bird to a closet, right, or tzvi a deer to a house, that's chayiv. Mashma, halaginu labibrim, mashma that if you would trap a deer to a garden or an enclosure, you wouldn't be chayv, you'd be potter. But one second, our Mishnah said that an animal in a bibar is already considered trapped. And here, Rabbi Yehuda, that's what, and assuming that, right, there's a machlokas here, because our Tanakhama says trapping a chaya in a bibar is already called trapped, and Rabbi Yehuda says over there in Shabbos that trapping a chaya to a bibar is not called trapped. Right? That's this. As I see in the Rabbi Yehuda, it's against the Mishnah. Michlof is just Rabbi Yehuda. So according to the Charedim, this is just a repeat. So we see that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda. Did Taninan, because the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, Ein tzog and dogam in a bibrim, they know some of the Amazonos, halagina la bibrin, pater. Right? Means that the, but to a, if you take it from a gina and bibrim, it will be pater, because that wouldn't be trapped. So again, that's the stira. Again, some of the other achronim on the page, wonder why we would be repeated twice. Either you take out this girsup, or you change the pshat of the Gemara. Michlof is asunder Rabbanan. But one second, that was within Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rabbanan also seem to have a problem. Why? The Tamina Taman, because we learned over there in Shabbos, V'chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim hold, it's called Seda if Tzipor L'Migdol V'Tzvi L'Gina U'L'Chatzir L'Bibrim. It's called Seda if I trap a bird to a tower or to a closet, and a Tzvi to a Gina, Chatzir, and Bibrim. That's the Chachamim there. But V'Tanina, but we learned here, right, that's called Seda to a Bibar. But we learned here, Avot Sadin Chaya La'of Min HaBibrin, V'Nos Lo V'Nei Mezonos. But it says you're allowed to do that to the Chatz and the Bibrim, but what about Laginu U'L'Chatzer, right, that part of the, you know, that part of the Diyak of the Mishnah, L'Chatzer Lo, right, if the Chaya and the Of was just in a Gina and a Chatzer, it'll still be Mechusar Seda, right? You're allowed to Tzad from the Bibrin, but not Gina of a Chatzer. So, steer regarding the gin and the chatzer. So, the Gemara answers no. To different types of chatzeros. Kan b'chatzer makur, kan b'chatzer shein makur. If it's a roofed chatzer, so then that's called trapped. That's called nitzod va'omed. But if it's eno makura, so then it's not. Says the Gemara, that could work for chatzer. But a gina? A gina is not in the house, it's not roofed. Hatanina gina. Is the chamemer gina makura? There's no such thing as a gina makura. Wouldn't it be called a gina? We call the Gina, right? We have an idea. Bizman Azeh, we have a lot of indoor plantation and indoor growing, but that's a semi-new phenomenon, right? A Gina wouldn't be called a Gina, even if you have the Gemara talks about it, the Mishnayos talk about an atzitz nakuv, an atzitz genonakuv, flower pots that might be indoors. But Gina is mashma, a garden outside. So Gemara has to come up with a different answer. Alakan bigdola, kan biktana. Big and small chatzeros, right? Kind of like what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, different type of chatzeros, right? Big and small, right? A small one would be considered trapped, and to a big one would not be called trapped. The Charedim discusses, based on this Gemara, this sounds like that he thinks that the Yerushalmi holds that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama and not explaining it. Either way, the Charedim ends off. We pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel anyway. Mikol makom, see what the Charedim says. Linyan adin ein bein shnei atamud emachlokas. There's really no machlokas between them in terms of what we hold. To akai malon, because we know from Ksuba Sayin Zayin, kol makom shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel, but Mishnah sinu lachakamoso. Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel has a sheet in the Mishnah, we hold like him, except for three exceptions. But without those, besides those, right, arev tzidon v'rayachrona. Right, and there, you know, without that, he continues, v'hi meimred Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan makes that statement in the Bavli, that we always pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And except for those three exceptions, V'Rabbi Yochanan who asher chiber Talmud Yerushalmi, and says the Charedim, and we know Rabbi Yochanan, he put together Talmud Yerushalmi, Kitakas of a Rambam, Bahakdamas Sifra, like the Rambam wrote, Yisod Gadol, Yisod, I mean, we know that, but just he quotes it here on our daf, that it's Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says, is the sheet of the Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yochanan says in the Bavli that we pass on like Rosh Gamliel, so there wouldn't be a machlokas, in either way. Seda itself, we mentioned, I think, in the last year, on two shiur magal, about Davar Sheina Miskavedim Sikresha, one of the important sources regarding Sikresha, Davar Sheina Miskavein, is the Mishnah and the Rashba and the Raj of the Giborim in Shabbos, right? The Mishnah says there in Shabbos, regarding Seda, if somebody is sitting in a, Pesach, Yashav here, Kuf Vavim Abayz and Shabbos. Yashav Echad al Pesach, Velo Miluhu. Somebody's sitting at a doorway, he only fills half the doorway. So he didn't do anything yet, and there's an animal inside. Yashav Sheni Miluhu, Hasheni Chayev, and if the second guy sits and fills the doorway, so he did the trapping, so the second guy's gonna be Chayev. Yashav Arishon al Pesach, Miluhu. The first guy sat at the front door, and filled it, and filled the doorway. So he trapped. Ubasheni v'shav yashav b'tzido, and the second guy comes and now fills the doorway again, but he didn't accomplish anything. Because when he did it, it was already trapped. Let's say the first guy leaves. Harishon chayev. The second guy is not going to be chayev. Because at the moment that he did it, he wasn't trapping. Vasheni pater. And then the Mishnah adds, halamazeh domeh lenoel es beiso l'shamro, like someone who closes their house because they want to lock it. V'nipsa shvi shamer b'socho. So he locks their house just to lock it, and there's a deer inside. The Mishnah is trying to say that that's mutter. Right, the second guy is going to be punter because it's like this case where you just close the door with a deer inside. What does that mean? You close the door with a deer inside? So it's a major machloka. So if you look in the Rashba, and the Ran here quotes the Rashba and argues on him vehemently. Right, it sounds like the Rashba seems to say that. I'll quote from the Ran quoting the Rashba. Rashba kasa b'lashon zeb Yerushalmi nira sheitir lino betchila beso lishmar beso. If you're just going out because you want to take a walk on Shabbos and you happen to know that there's a deer inside your house, but your kavana is not to trap the deer, or maybe even if it is partially, but your ikker kavana is to close the door, no problem, says the Rashba. V'kimichu tzorach lishmar beso afa pisha idekach nitzor atzvi memela mutter. Wow. Ubilvachli iskami lishmar atzvi bilvad. As long as you don't have that kavana by itself. Wow, it sounds like from the Rashba that even if you have that kavana a little bit, it's still okay. Says the Ran, Vidvarav Tumuim Be'enai Harbe. Here, Lamed Ches Siman Aleph and Dafi Arif. What's the Ran Rashba talking about? Heich Efshar Sha'afilu B'miskavin Lin'ol Ba'ado U'Ba'adat Tzvi. How could it be if you have kavana to close the door and to trap that deer? Ye Mutter V'chim Ibneshu Tzorach Lin'ol Beso. Because he has to lock his house, not to Lolasas Malacha B'Shabbos? He's allowed to do malacha? Below Ode, Ela Shani Omer Afilu Einu Miskavin Lin O Ba'arat Tzvi. Right? Even if you never, the Rashba says, even if you had kavana, it's going to be mutter. Says the Ran wrong, and then the Ran says, even if you had no kavana to trap the Tzvi, that's called psikarisha. Kol shu yadua shat Tzvi besocho. V'ef shalo shalo yehe at Tzvi nitor besocho. Aser. That's what it says, and all over this Masechta, Moder of Shem Sikresh Veloyamus. Right? What's the Yerushalmi talking about? Yerushalmi has a different shot, and the Mishnah has a different shot. Shem Niskavin Lin Oles Beso, Velo Niskavin Litzvi Klau. Afo Pishachar Kach Matzazi Shomor Beso Chomutter. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it in the first place. It means if you did it, and you didn't know there was a Tzvi inside, and then afterwards you find that the Tzvi is inside, you do not have a Chiev to let it free. That's all it means. Mutter, klomar, she'ena mechuyev, she'yiftach es beso. That you don't have to do. It's already done, it's done. It was what we might call misasik. We didn't even realize the animal was inside. Right? That's what's mutter. But the Shulti Gibarim here says, no, the Shulti Gibarim defends the Rashba and says, no, that might not be called psikresha. Why wouldn't that be called psikresha? This gets into the lumdus of psikresha, about why it's psikresha usser. Rabbi Chanan, beginning of, Aksubis and Simen Yunches discusses whether psikresha is, if I have kavana for act A, which is vade cause act B, is that ki'ilu I had kavana for act B? Ki'ilu is kavain? Right? If that's true, so then the Ran's right. If that's true, then how could it be? This is psikresha. But if you say that, it's not that it's ki'ilu I had kavana. I had kavana for only act A. But because act B will for sure occur, act A and act B are mitzurafim to each other. They're connected actions. Not that I need kavana for act B. So then maybe, the Arsameach suggests this in Hilchas Lulav, maybe then, if it's an act that doesn't always entail the other act, you have more flexibility. Closing your front door doesn't always mean trapping a deer. And therefore, it could be here, if you, that the Rashba even says that if you get kavana partially, but if it's an act of closing the door, so then it could be mutter. Again, you have to know how far to take that. The Arsameach again has a diak about it in a Rambam on the line of Ksubas Lama Gimel, Islei Hoshana Achrisi. The Rambam leaves out that line, when he quotes the Gemara, that Gemara in Sukkah about taking off one's berries on Yantif. Again, that's where the Arsameach says it, and he quotes this Ran and Shulti Giborim to defend his Shita. Okay, there's more, but we'll continue. Rabbi Ulab Amar Bon Kumi Rabbi Acha Manismi. What exactly is the language of the Mishnah? I don't understand, because again, the Mishnah, Gemara here is relating the Mishnah in Shabbos and the Mishnah here in Beitzah. So the question is, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel towards the end of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Mechusar Tzeda, Asur, Eina Mechusar Tzeda, Mutter. right? Usser and mutter. If you look in the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Kuv Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol atzot tzvi lamigdol tzvi labayis v'cham omrim tzipor lamigdol v'tzvi labayis, says the continuation of the Mishnah. One second, the continuation of the Mishnah. Here to the continuation, Kutap of Kuvavim Abez, Rishab Gamliya, Lokal Gibram Shavim, Zakla, Mukhusar Tseida, Patur, She'enu Mukhusar Tseida, Chayiv. So Gemara is bothered why in our Mishnah it talks about Usser and Mutter, and in that Mishnah it talks about Chayiv and Patur. That's the question. So, Manisni, Kol Mukhusar Tseida, Chayiv, She'enu Mukhusar Tseida, Patur. So why don't you say Chayiv here? Basically is the question, right? Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, Shema nisni bidvarav chayivu pater, ki hecha deshaninu kein b'mishnah. Shouldn't that be the correct girsa here? The Shabbos, Hamasun b'kamar, kom chuzet seida pater, shem chuzet seida. So why here does it talk about asur and not chayiv? So Amar alone, v'lo b'nal l'tocha anan kaimin, aren't we talking about where it's closed in already? And therefore, you should have this lashon. El kom chuzet seida asur, shem chuzet seida mutter. What exactly does that mean? Machlokas here on the Mefarshim, the Charedim says, here we're talking about, at most, a Nisa Durabanan. We're talking about trapping from a B-bar. At most, it's a Nisa Durabanan. So, Issa Durabanan is going to be Asur and Mutter. It's not going to be Chayev and Putter. Right? That's how the Charedim understands it. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chatsi Tzeda Chashiva, Velo Asira Elami Durabanan. V'chiyamar, Mesech HaShabbos, Shamachnes B'Shabbos, Lamakam Mechusar Tzeda Putter, Mechusar Chatsi Tzeda Kamar, V'chulu. So maybe it is within the world of Durabanan. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, other Mefarshim here say maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos, we use the Lashon of Chayev because it's going to be a Chatos if it's done B'Shogig, which we're talking about. By Yantif, a Shogig is not going to be Chayev Achatos, and therefore, you're going to use that Lashon. Okay, continuing. Amar Shmuel Achui Drebrechia, Kulshum Mechusar Nishvim Mechusar Tzeda. So now we're getting into the definitions. What's called Mechusar Tzeda? What's called Nitzor V'Yomid? So if you lack traps, meaning you got to put out traps to catch it, that's Mechusar Tzeda. It's still Mechusar Tzeda if you have to put out traps. Shena Mechusar Nishvim, if you don't have to put out traps, so the Ein Mechusar Tzeda, that is not Mechusar Tzeda. Again, the Bavli has a couple of suggestions. Shochtim in a nigar, one is allowed a shecht if an animal is already in a nigar. That is a enclosed, irrigated area. It's called nigarim because that's what means gathered water. That's what nigarim means. So shochtim in a nigarim. Vein shochtim lomana mechmaros lomana metsudos. You can't shecht an animal that you found in these other kind of traps. Mechmaros and metsudos. What's the issue here? So says the Karban Eda, say other mafarshim, if you found it on the beginning of Yantif, you don't know if it was trapped before Yantif or not. So if it was trapped on Yantif, that's a problem. But if it was trapped before Yantif, not. So safik nitzoda hayom safik meyasmos. Therefore, you have to be machmir. That is the shot of the Karban Eda. If that's true, then that gets into an issue of safik derabanan. Pasha, this is possibly a Savi Drabana, whether it was trapped before Yantif or not. And that would get into the issue of Savi Drabana here will be Machmir, even though usually Paul Savi Drabana Lakula, Machlokas Ramam Rashba, but that's a Dindaraisa, Dindarabanan. But that is all one shot of the Gemara. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he assumes that no, the way that you read this Gemara is that Michmoros and Mitsudos aren't serious traps. And even if you would go to try to get the animal from the trap, you would not be able to get it. Then you would still have to work to get it from the trap. So that's what he says. It's still Mechusar Tzeda. Rabbi Yossi Barbun b'shem Rabbi Imi, the Mitzadadza de Shisya. What kind of trap is that? Shesi. Remember, Shesi and Areva, the crisscrosses. Shisya means only one direction. So that's why, according to the Haredim, it means that it's not trapped yet. Right? You still have to work to get it, then it can get out. Shmuel Amar Tzadhu bepites. Right, sometimes they used to trap with a pites, is a different type of trap, says the Charedim. That's also Mitsuda min acher yadua etzlam sheragilun latsudbo. So again, lamaisa, the ikar is if it's called trapped already, then you could take it from it. If not, not. Rav Amar, Sukhra dinahar ashari. Rav says if you have a stretch of water and you plug up the top and the bottom of the area, so sukhra is like a dam. Sukhra dinar ashari, so then that would be mutter because that's already considered trapped. That's better than a bibar, right? The beginning. What was the lashon the Mishnah used? You can't trap them for the bibarin. This is better than a bibar. Rav says, sukhra dinar ashari. Amrab yudin behutatasis. As long as it has serious metal, plates at the top and the bottom, right? Let's say it's made out of cheres or made out of dirt. So that's not going to hold. It's not going to hold. So that's not called trapped. When Rav says, that it's a sukra denara. It has to be a serious type of plate that will hold, and therefore it's called trapped, and you would be able to take it. Right? The Charedim quotes from Tosfos, v'dafka ba'amas hamayim kitzara ma'od de'irachav haynu bibar. That's what he thinks. It's tussim means yadua etzlam, that it was a very small area. And he quotes from other Rishonim as well, but that's how the Sefer Charedim reads this Gemara. Again, as long as it's small and trapped already, so then it is mutter to take from it. There wouldn't be an issue of ein sadin. Okay, we'll stop there.